We are off to the West Hur Hotline. And John Murphy will be in the broadcast booth on Sunday, calling the game next to Mark Kelso. Of course, Sal Capaccio down on the sidelines. Murph joining us for his Football Friday segment. Good morning, Mr. Murphy. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm well.
So are you the guy who taught Josh Allen all those rush moves? Is that where he got it from?
No, I think it's innate. I think it's inherently in him. And you know why? I think he's a really talented athlete, gifted in terms of speed and size, but I really think it's his competitiveness coming out. You know, I think he's determined to make plays, determined to get a first down, run for a touchdown. I think that's what leads him to make those plays.
It's nice to see that, too. But now it's nice to see it when you can make plays with the competitiveness. But I thought, Murph, that the Jacksonville game, the same thing. And I thought maybe it's just because it was Jacksonville, you know, and Jalen Ramsey and all this other stuff. And it was an intense crowd with Doug Marrone there and everything. He played with a competitiveness like, man, we're going to win the game. I'm going to make plays, get the heck out of my way. But it showed up again in Miami last week. And maybe, you know, I hope that's a good sign that he is growing into that role of, this is my offense, let's go, boys.
Yeah, I kind of feel like he's had it since he got here. I recall saying back around the first preseason appearance he had how I was impressed by his competitive fire, and I saw it in the Baltimore game season opener when he had to come in the second half. I mean, he's just, I think, a really high-strung, competitive, not high-strung like in a personal sense,
yeah.
But highly competitive, strong guy. I mean, that's not even a word. But
an intense guy.
Yeah, he likes to win.
Yep.
We had him on our radio show last week, and we were just trying to have a little fun. I mentioned about the locker room ping pong tournament and how we had video of Eddie Yarbrough kind of handling him. And he shot me a look. He didn't say anything, but he gave me the worst stink I've received other than my wife's in the last several years. I mean, he looked at me like he was going to kill me because I mentioned that he had lost to Eddie Yarbrough. I think he wants to win at everything, and I think it shows. And I think his teammates appreciate that, too. I think they're picking up on that and seeing that. So it's pretty fun to watch his development.
As you watch the development, Murph, these last two games, that's one of the things we're talking about all morning. I'd love to get your thoughts on it. In these last two games, what are some of the differences or the development you see in Josh Allen as opposed to what we were watching before he was injured in Houston?
Well, I think he's learned how to run more effectively, I think. You know, he's always had that ability and that athletic ability. We saw it even in, you know, his win at Minnesota back on September 23rd. But now it appears that he knows how to slide better. I think he's worked on that. Yep. It appears that he knows when to take chances running and when not to. And I think that's an improvement. And I do think we're seeing him doing a better job of hanging in the pocket and making plays. That touchdown pass to Zay Jones last Sunday in Miami was really a beautiful NFL, high-end NFL caliber pass. And I think you know, he's got the capability to do that. He'll need to do that some more, obviously, and work more of that into his game. You know, I think the Bills like what they've seen so far, and they like how he's come back after the 4 weeks out with the injury, and I think they're looking for more. I think, you know, if they can get a couple of better things out of him every week, not, you know, huge steps. I'm not looking for 300-yard passing games yet, but a couple of steps forward every week over the final 4 weeks here, I think they'd be in really good shape going into next year.
I was looking at your storylines this week at BuffaloBills.com. The positive for Josh Allen is, wow, what a running threat he is. But the flip side is they need a more consistent running game from outside the quarterback. And it's been a struggle all season for LeSean McCoy. The one exception was the first game with the Jets, but you pointed that out. One of your storylines, the desperate search for a running game.
Yeah, and it continues, right? And you know, you'd think based on the fact that they ran it so well against the Jets back 4 weeks ago that they would like to do that. They would have a chance to do that this week. You know, they also got a good game from Marcus Murphy. His best game of the year, production-wise, was against the Jets 4 weeks ago. And now they have Chris Ivory back in the lineup. He did not play against the Jets. And, of course, it may be a bit different offensive line than they had against the Jets. Wyatt Teller started that Jets game. He remains in the starting lineup. Not quite sure what they're going to do with the other guard spot going into this game. It may be a little bit different than the first game, but I mean, it's almost comical to say it week 14, like, you know, can they get the running game going this week? Because it's been so inconsistent and actually bad for most of the first 13 weeks, but they still need to do it, especially down the stretch, especially playing, you know, home games and a lot of games now in bad weather, cold weather. They need to start running the ball well. I think McCoy feels the need to be more productive, and the offensive line 14 weeks in needs to play better, too. It's, as I said, it's crazy that we're talking about it that way, but that's the way it is. That's where they're at.
The Bills moved on this week from Kelvin Benjamin. Murph, why didn't that work out?
Yeah, it's a good question. puzzling because they had a little background on him, right? Both Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott working with him in Carolina, you would think they had a pretty good book on what makes him tick, and clearly he wasn't ready to tick. I think there were physical issues in terms of his injury and his surgery in the offseason. I believe he had repaired meniscus in his knee this past offseason. He worked at it, you know, during the offseason. I can tell you that, you know, our studio, as you know, is kind of right in the field house, and there was a long stretch of time this past offseason when Kelvin Benjamin was the only guy there when everybody else was gone and working out, trying to get back in shape and trying to rehab his surgically repaired knee. And it just didn't seem right. He just didn't seem comfortable with it. You know, a guy who never was a speed guy, I think, lost some of that whatever dynamic explosion he had as a result of that surgery and the recovery. So that was a problem. I think what bothered the Bills mostly might have been his approach to it, you know. And I think, and they make no mistake about it, Sean McDermott has said he wants a leader, hopefully a veteran leader, in each one of the position group meeting rooms. And they, that's what Derek Anderson is all about, really. And that's what LeSean McCoy does for the running back group. They expected that Kelvin Benjamin would be that guy in the receiver group, which was a very inexperienced receiving group coming into the season. And he just never was, whether it was because he didn't feel right physically or whether he's just not comfortable assuming that role. He never became the leader. I mean, just last week, and it was startling to me, somebody in the media asked Sean a question at a press conference about Benjamin's role as a leader. And Sean immediately started talking about Deontay Thompson, who'd been there for a week.
Right.
And I thought, that's revealing, you know. He's looking for somebody other than Kelvin Benjamin to be the leader and sort of the bell cow of that position group. And I think that bothered the Bills and McDermott as much as his lack of production. And his lack of production was pretty amazing, too. So I don't know why it didn't work. I think it's a combination of his physical makeup, his recovery from surgery, and his approach, his mental approach to it.
I think it's amazing, Murphy, when you look at it right now at the wide receiver depth chart. It's Zay Jones and, you know, I'm sure you saw this coming, right? Deontay Thompson, Robert Foster, Isaiah McKenzie, Ray McLeod. Maybe we'll see Cam Phillips before the season's out. It's amazing at the that you look at that group, how young it is, how inexperienced it is, and you know, open auditions basically for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I mean, it is amazing. I think it's also a great opportunity. I mean, there's five receivers on the roster. Four of them are either first or second year guys, and we know that we've all said they need receivers next year. They need to be active in free agency and in the draft and finding, you know, some talent at the receiver spot. Well, here are four guys, first and second year players, who have a golden opportunity to show that they belong on next year's preseason roster, that they deserve a chance to show what they can do next year. I mean, you kind of take Zay out of the picture. I think his spot
he's
is
here.
Settled,
right.
But you look at Robert Foster and Isaiah McKenzie, maybe Cam Phillips, you know, and some of the other guys they have there. Those guys got a chance now to prove themselves in regular season competition, to prove that they deserve a look next year, that they deserve to come back next year. That's a pretty good opportunity for them. I think the competition there is going to be pretty active over the final 4 weeks of the regular season here.
Have you finished your Christmas shopping for Kelso and Capaccio yet, or are you still looking?
Still looking.
Okay.
Yeah, both stuff to buy for.
You might be able to find some stuff around the building. I'm just, you know, I mean, it's a store. Yeah. So, you know, I just, you know. Thank you, as always, for your time, and we'll look forward to hearing the call on Sunday.
Okay. Thanks, Howard.